Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to the Garden Report. The Celtics saved their season, and we're going to debate. You're starting to believe. I actually don't think it'll be much of a debate here. Shrider and
I... It won't be a debate.
Both are feeling pretty good right now. I guess I'm feeling a little bit more trepidation about it, and I've been very conflicted, Sherrod.
You have.
Throughout this series. I've held on the Heat in seven for a while. Tonight, seeing the Heat, who I did expect to be a little disheveled, losing Gabe Vincent,
right,
struggling to get to 100 points, turned the ball over left and right five, six times early. Mm-hmm. First possession, Marcus Smart's diving on the floor. We just saw a different Celtics team. On both ends of the court, I thought the defense was attacking, and the offense was probing that zone in that first quarter, and they got off to such a great start. And Jason Tatum, I thought, had his best start of the series.
Yeah, but the key to all of this is their defense. I mean, this was one of the few games we've seen in this series, and frankly, in the playoffs by Boston, where they allowed the defense to take center stage, and that created everything after that. You know, within seconds of the game starting, you got Marcus Smart diving on the floor, Tatum gets an easy bucket, and then they were off to the races after that. 10 points off of turnovers in the first quarter just speaks to just how dominant they were at that end of the floor and how they were able to translate that into easy points.
CLNS Media's Celtics coverage is brought to you by FanDuel. New customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win.
And I asked Grant in the locker room, are you guys starting to believe a little bit? And he said they always believe, even down 3-0. There was some bumps in the road here, though. We saw in Miami, Joe falling on the sword, talks of disconnect. They had their outing at Topgolf, I guess it was, to look each other in the eye, as Jalen said. So there was some reorganizing going on here. They definitely had to work through some things, and they clearly have. I think they've benefited slightly from the Heat letting their foot off the gas in that third quarter of Game 4. Tonight, the Heat were just trying to figure themselves out again. So how much is this the Celtics actually figuring out issues that we've talked about earlier in this series, and how much of this is the Heat going through an injury and shooting-wise?
Well, I think Miami, you know, they are a team that, frankly, is fortunate to be where they are. I mean, they've taken the path that very few teams have taken to get there, and it's kind of ironic that if the Celtics were to move on, they too would be taking the path of most resistance. No team has ever come back from a 3-0 deficit to win a best-of-seven series in the NBA. But I think that the biggest thing right now is the Celtics have figured out different ways to impact the game in a positive manner. But everything, again, comes back to their defense. And I just hope that, and I think Celtics Nation hopes that Joe Mazzulla will lean into what they're doing well, which is allowing that defense to set the tone for everything else. When you play the kind of basketball that they play, where you let your offense dictate how you play defensively, you're opening yourselves up to a major letdown. And at this point, they've given themselves no margin for error. So you have to lean into what works, and their defense clearly is what's working for them.
That is scary, the no margin for error here. And they've had two hot shooting nights. The hot shooting half, especially in Game 4, rolled them to a victory, 41% here tonight. The Heat aren't worried. Jimmy Butler here guaranteeing winning the series back in Miami. That's how Butler responded to Game 4, too. Drinking wine, listening to the music after in the locker room. Again here tonight, not concerned despite a down performance for him. Should he be?
Yes. Because the last couple of games, the Celtics have done things a little bit differently defensively on him, and it has not allowed him to be as dominant, impactful as he is accustomed to being. And he's going to have to be the one to set the tone defensively, or excuse me, offensively for them. And Jimmy, if you look at the way he typically plays, he just kind of, he slow drips his way into being an impact player. He can't do that in this pivotal Game 6 in Miami. He has to set the tone, particularly if his number two guy, Gabe, even if Gabe plays, he's not going to be 100%.
Right.
And so Jimmy is going to have to take more of the onus on being a difference maker. And I'm not convinced that he's going to be able to do that from the jump. He's going to have great moments during the game, but I'm not sure he's going to be able to set the tone from day one.
And that's why I'm picking the Celtics now. It's not anything special the Celtics
Bobby.
Are doing. The Celtics haven't instilled a great belief in me. I haven't had a Celtics epiphany. I just don't, and this is me. I don't trust the Heat ever. I didn't think they'd win this series. I did give them enough respect going into it to say it'd go seven. but I never thought they were going to win this series. And even going down 3-0, I was in shock.
But
just
Bobby,
put it all on the Celtics.
The trust issue goes both ways. Right. I mean, let's be real. The Celtics haven't exactly, you know, make everyone feel that they're back, they're ready. They've had some trust issues, too,
even
as far
tonight,
as the fan
that
base.
Pass Tatum threw behind his back,
yes,
up the court, and Grant Allen turned him immediately, like, really, now?
Like, literally, all you do is have to take a quick peek and throw it.
So, I think the Celtics are going to pull this off. Someone has to eventually, right? And Zach Lowe had some great numbers. Nine teams that are the higher seed have gone down 3-0. And a lot of them were the NBA Finals, like Nets, Lakers, and stuff like that. One of them was like the Bucks in the bubble going down to the Heat. A lot of weird situations when the higher seed's gone down. Or they've been 2-3 series. There's been nothing like this, right, where the unequivocal better team that's healthy, that's rolling through the playoffs, goes down 3-0. So if it's ever going to happen, it's going to be here. Really put me on the spot on the show.
Yes, we did.
I think they're going to do it. I don't think the Heat have enough body.
And Larry's another flip-flop from Bobby.
Love's just standing out there. So I got to do it. I'm going Celtics, and are you?
Well, yeah, but I don't feel as good about that now that you're doing it too. I don't feel nearly as good about it.
Have I been wrong?
Once or twice in your life.
All right. How are you feeling out there? Are you starting to believe in the Celtics? I'm flip-flopping again. I'll take the nickname this time.
Own it.
I'm
accountability.
It.
I respect that, Bobby. I respect the accountability.
Accountability here on the Garden. This is why we have the apology cam. For Ashrae Blakely, Bobby Manning, TD Garden. We're off to Miami. Both of us going to be down there for Game 6, and we'll see you down there. Celtics All Access, CLNS Media.
This segment of the Garden Report is brought to you by Factor. Visit factormeals.com/garden50 to get 50% off your first box. This edition of the Garden Report is also brought to you by Athletic Greens. Visit athleticgreens.com/garden for a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase.